We are back.
Hello.
It's been a while. So many things changed since our last podcast.
Yeah, so we wanted to do one last episode in 2020. And hopefully we can come back with a lot of more in the next year. But it was important to talk about this year. What did we experience? And yeah, it was not an easy year for any of us. Okay, so let's start at the beginning and let's discuss in general how this whole year affected our personal and professional life.
Oh, it's a big task, to be honest, because so many changed, and I think the pandemic affected so many different parts of our lives. I think the most important for me is slowing down in general, as you said, in our professional and personal life. I had the most time for myself in this year. Previously, we were so busy all the time with different jobs and different projects. Now, because we had more free time, I think I focus more on health and discovered new hobbies like cooking.
We played a lot of Call of Duty.
Yes.
Thank God it came out this year.
Yeah, so I think we had more time for ourselves, and also we spent more time thinking what else we can do during we cannot leave our houses. Especially it was during the first lockdown, when we were thinking, okay, what can we do online, or what kind of projects we can start, and the podcast was one of them.
This was in around March and April. I remember it was a quite shocking experience to hear about our previously booked jobs get postponed, and later on it all went in a cancelled status. So it wasn't an easy thing, but since everyone was in the same situation, we had to just
play our part.
Yeah.
The strangest thing was during the March period, experiencing the first lockdown, that we had no idea how long this gonna take, and when can we go back for our normal life, or closer to normal, or even just travel for work. And this period helped us to get out of our comfort zone and start new things, for example this podcast, and also we started our Patreon site, which we really enjoy to do, and also it opened new doors.
It was quite surprising to see how well it was received by many of you, and we saw such a big demand from people around the world, and they wanted to know more and more about our techniques, our knowledge.
Yeah, I think it's really surprising how close this community is usually. I mean, who works in fashion and the fashion industry in general, and it's quite hard to get these informations because no one is really sharing. I know why it's happening, but also it's just so good to see finally we can build a community around us and share information, tips, or just give small guidance to the newcomers, because it would help for us in the beginning as well. But we had no one to ask these really important questions. So without a small help, it could be hard to manage to go forward.
Yeah, it's very difficult, because I remember the first time when I grabbed my camera, I tried to look for some kind of resources and watched hours and hours YouTube videos, but I haven't found something so specific.
Yes, and even from a photographer point of view, I studied at the university, but fashion is super specific. I studied art photography. And if you are not assisting to other photographers, it's really, as I said, it's a closed community, so it's hard to get in. But we are lucky enough now to share more and more information about this industry with our viewers or listeners or with our patrons.
Yeah. On Patreon, we have different tiers for different content, but one of our favorite is the master tier. It's a great opportunity for us to meet other creators from around the world, from Canada to Japan.
And they learn so quickly and they develop their techniques and knowledge so fast. It's super amazing to see from month to month how amazing things they are achieving in such a short time.
I think that's the thing what we all missed at the very beginning, that as you said, if you work as an assistant, every single day you can learn new things. But if you are starting as a freelancer, you cannot find a master class or something so specific for this.
After the first lockdown, when we were able to go back to work and travel again, we visited Paris. The shoot was so different than before, because we had no client on set. We were limited with the crew number.
Yes, because maybe the listeners didn't know that we work a lot of international production companies, and for this period of time we were able to go to Paris, but the rest of the crew wasn't able to come. So this situation just changed our workflow. We had to took over a lot of things what we previously didn't manage.
Yeah, for example, we always like to get involved in the production side as well, but usually we have a producer who can take care of the crew on set, and also usually we have client on set, but this time we had no client and also had no producer, so we had to do so many different parts on the shoot that usually we don't like to do or we don't have to. So for example, manage to get the dresses on set for the stylist, and also sending pictures during the shoot to the client for approval.
Yeah, it affected our pace on set, because we had like a few hours to manage everything, and when you had to wait for a response from the opposite side of the world, that's just not efficient.
Yeah, and also when they are on set, they can feel the vibe and the mood, and they can be calmer than they just receive couple shots from the set. So it was different. And after the Paris shoot, we went back to our home country, Hungary, and also did couple different shoots over there while we were visiting our families. And it was super funny and such a new experience for us, because we were doing a Dior shoot, and we had to manage the dresses to be sent to Hungary. And
that's funny.
Yeah, and we had some help from the family side. So Thomas' mother helped us to take care of the
Dior dresses.
Yes.
I didn't know that at that time, but later on I found out that she tried on all the dresses and tested the handbags and everything. So
this is super funny, because we are coming from a small town from Hungary, and I don't think that any Dior dress has been there before.
At least not the original Dior's. Yeah, so that was also an extra thing what we had to manage, to get the dresses and get location permits and get a team together, a really short period of time.
personally for me it's just really exhausting because you have to focus not just on the creative part, and of course for me the most important is the outcome, but when we are the producers on set, you know, just managing how the team can go from location one to location two, and also what about the lunch, you know, just these kind of things which are super necessary on set, but I really love if someone else gonna take care of it.
But also good things happened and came with this lockdown, because Zoom and Google Meet started to rise.
The communication got so much easier because so many people are much open for just a meeting, a Skype meeting or a Zoom meeting. Before that, previously we experienced so many difficulties because, for example, someone told us, okay, whenever you are in Italy, just message us and we can meet for a coffee. And, you know, it's just not really usually happens that you are in a different country just to meet with different producers or agencies, so you have to plan these travels, and I don't think it's really time consuming that you're gonna travel just for different meetings.
Yeah, I mean, we had before talent agents from London who were super excited about our portfolio and they wanted to meet us, and during that time we were able to go to London. And they were not available. Like a week later, they come back. Then, okay, next time when you're in London, just message us. I just didn't understand that. Why can't we just speak on Skype and we can meet in person later on, but we can start the conversation online. And with the pandemic, this at least this changed, and now we are in contact, not just with other neighbor countries, but overseas as well. So that's a good thing, at least.
Yeah. One good thing.
Yeah. We don't need to waste our time. So just...
Back in May, we won a really good international campaign, which is going to come out next year. And we started to work on that production. And when we planned to do, it was scheduled to November in Paris. It was originally a 7-day shoot with international talents all around the world. And of course, second lockdown happened, but before the second lockdown, just a week before, we were able to go to Paris, but not all the talents were able to travel. So we did 2-day shoots on set. And because it's an international campaign, we had to keep going, but there is no traveling at the moment. We had to learn a new technique, which is the remote shoot, and had to continue the rest of the campaign remotely.
Yeah, it was really scary at the beginning. Quite fascinating how this is possible in 2020. But we really wanted to go with the rest of the talent. And since they are stuck in their own countries around the world, the production company came up with this idea to hire a local team, rent a studio there, and we can communicate with them remotely. And we can guide them or direct them to shoot exactly how we would do it if we do the shoot in real life.
The most fascinating part, because it's a video and photo shoot in the same time, how we are able to manage both on set without being there. It's really exciting, new experience. And we did a couple of weeks ago, 2 of them, and we're gonna continue in the next year. And it worked. Surprisingly, yeah. It's a new way. Yeah. Maybe we don't have to leave our home anymore.
And it was really cool to see that we had different video sources. Everything was live streamed, so we could communicate with someone from the remote team, as well as we were in continuous connection with the photographer and DOP as well. So we actually saw their at their cameras. We were connected to the same video source, so we saw their actual monitor. We saw the Capture One software, so we can follow and give some direction to them. And it was really surprising how it really worked.
I think it's if it comes to video, it's really natural, because if we are the directors and we have a separate DOP on set, then it's really easy to work, because that's the normal way how you do it anyway. So when you are connected directly with the DP, it's just super easy to give directions, and they're gonna do what you ask for. For me, that part was really easy and okay how it works, but the most interesting is another photographer is gonna take my photos. I mean, it's just not natural, and this is not the normal way to do it.
It was like you had a DOP who take pictures.
Yes, but also because they are photographers.
Established photographers with their own visual.
Yeah. It was, I think it's about egos as well with them, because a DP understand, okay, the director says something, then it's a different type of professional on set. Since two photographers are working together, there are some ego fights.
Yeah. Yeah, because the DOP, the good ones, they also have their own visual, but they follow the guidance coming from the director. Yeah, but that's also new, not just for you as a photographer, but also for the other photographer who took it.
Of course, of course.
They had to, you both had to find a way in the middle, but it really worked well.
Yeah, I mean, we were super lucky with the local talents, because they were able to follow our guidance, and also I think from the outcome so far, it looks like we were on set and we took the shots. So I'm super happy so far, but we cannot tell too much, and we're gonna share every details once the
campaign is out. Yeah,
exactly.
So after the first two shoots happened in Paris, Germany already introduced some quarantine measures against France, and we know that when we're gonna come back, we had to go to quarantine for like 5 days, and we had to do tests. And then if we receive a negative result, then we can leave our homes. So this thing opened our eyes that moving forward, we cannot work in the same way how we did it before. We cannot just jump on to any new production and just travel like before, because we always have to think about the outcome and what's going to happen after when we come back.
Or even before, because we had to take a test before we traveled out of Germany.
Yeah.
And also when we came back, do another test, do the quarantine. So it's just not the same anymore, because previously when someone asked for your availability, you checked your calendar, checked the date. But now you have to calculate with 2 extra weeks.
Yeah. You need a week before and a week after, or maybe 2 weeks after, and then maybe another project will come up and you just simply cannot take it because you are in quarantine.
Yes.
So you need to prioritize what kind of jobs to take.
It was so sad to say no for so many good projects, just because we calculated with our time, and also we felt maybe it's too risky. And yeah, we are more selective than even before. And I think it came to us naturally that we were able to take bigger projects this year. We are focusing more on smaller or bigger campaigns and less on advertorial or editorial shoots in 2020.
And do you think this is going to stay with us in 2021? I mean, how we work?
I think we learned a lot from this year what we can take an advantage for the next year. For example, the remote shoot, I think maybe it's gonna stay, and we can expand it to another level.
Yeah.
This is one thing I guess it could stay. Also the online communication, I mean the online meetings with clients, with production companies, or agencies, I think that's gonna stay, definitely.
We really look forward for 2021 because during this past 6 months, we luckily get represented by several agencies around Europe, and these didn't shown so many results yet because of the lockdowns. But next year we're gonna definitely travel much more to Italy, which is our
dream country.
Dream country. And France is high priority, and also Germany. We are just getting warm up here. So the future looks bright, hopefully.
Yes, definitely. And also another thing came to my mind when you mentioned the new workflow. I think it's also changed from the client side, because now they had to reduce the crew, and also they were not able to travel. So maybe they're gonna stay more in their own countries and use more locals than before, because also this is shifted.
Yeah.
For us, it really helped in Germany, because before, German clients loved to travel to Marrakesh or Cape Town, but since they were not able to do it, they had to discover their own country and shoot more in Germany. And I think that's gonna maybe stay with us.
And also from talent perspective, if you had the right budget, you can easily hire someone from New York just to have a fancy photographer on your set. And now, since every country dealing with the pandemic in a different way, so you cannot just hire whoever you want.
Yeah, so I think that's a big change, and I really hope it's gonna stay with us, because even the client could save so much money with this new way of thinking. So it's almost 2021, we are just one day away from it, and for the new year we are planning to come back more frequently with this podcast.
Yes, we got a lot of positive feedback from the first two episodes, and although we had this gap, but we decided to do many more in the next year.
Let us know if you have any questions or any favorite topics that you want to us to discuss, and we wish you a happy new year.
Happy new year, guys.